Good evening, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm Prithish Kathari, your host this evening. Today, we'll be talking with Mr. Bikitu Kumalu about an exciting initiative at Zoner Arts Center called the Music Master Mentor Program, as well as his musical career as a bassist in both South Africa and then his work in America. So welcome, Mr. Bikitu.
Thank you very much, Prithish.
I think, you know, the best way to open it up is just talking about your music career. So how did your community in South Africa influence your pursuit of music? Where did everything begin?
Well, first of all, I grew up in a musical family. You know, my father was a musician. He was a guitar player and an organist at the church. And my grandmother sang and my mother sang. My uncle played saxophone. And around the township, there were so many musicians that you couldn't deny music. You know, there's a lot of churches, people, they when they pass by, they singing, and traditional people, like, there's always some music, you know. So for me, it was very interesting because I was really looking for music since I was 7 years old, and I was very interested, and so I just stayed with it. But by the time, at the age of 12, I was in the studios recording with the traditional South African musicians, and just growing in the business, and, you know, and it just got better and better and better every year, and, you know, because that's what I wanted to do. But there was some other, you know, side about what was going on in South Africa.
Yeah.
During the 1976, when the student started to protest to say, now they didn't want to speak the language, the Dutch language that was controlled by the system, by the government, and they created the riot. So things got really harder. And South Africa was in fire, you know. It was a lot of struggle,
right,
you know. But to try to do anything, it was a problem. I've never been to school, and but I just knew what I wanted to do with myself. So I just stayed with it, and I had to put a lot of work to get to this point.
I just think it's incredible how young you started. So I myself play the piano.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, a lot of articles refer to your bass style as possessing a, quote, human-like intonation. So how would you describe your playing style, and how did you develop this distinctive approach? I think for young musicians, it's really interesting to learn about how you went about that process.
Well, my musical style, it's based on, like, what I just said earlier about when I used to hear these a cappella people, singers passing by, and they will be singing. And so I will take those voices and create my bass lines and play what they're singing until really I develop my sound. But my sound didn't change until my mother bought me a bass called the fretless bass. It's a fretless bass without the lines. And that bass, it's like a voice by itself. If you listen to it, most people, they have a problem with it because they feel like they want to play like the traditional instrument, but it's not the traditional. It's the instrument that you have to follow it to get that sound. And also, too, you have to know exactly what you want to do with it. So when my mother bought me the fretless in 1972, that's when I started to come up with that sound, that human voice sound.
Right.
But I had to do more research and spend time in the raw area to listen to the traditional music so I can get that voice on my fretless. You know, I put a lot of work because also I had an idea what I wanted to do.
Right.
I've never been to music school, so everything is about what I'm hearing and, you know, what I want to
Yeah, and that's
bring.
Another major discussion point is that you did not have a lot of formal musical institutional training.
No, I was born 1956.
Right.
During that time, it was fire. You go to school, and then the school is packed with soldiers and, you know, police. And then when it's quiet, then they use the tear gas, and then people, they go crazy, and then they start getting busy because the school was not a good place for me to go back then because it was dangerous. It's either you come back home or you go to jail, you don't come back. Like I always say to young players, like, look, you know, my situation was about what I wanted to do with myself and not follow the system that was not right, because I always knew what I wanted to do with myself and just look for that thing that I was looking for, music. And then meanwhile, the system is so much drama and confusion.
Right.
I don't want to follow that. You know, it's like when you have a house, you have a father of the family, you're chaotic. you don't want the kids to follow you, right. You know, it's, you no, know, you fix that problem.
Absolutely, yeah, but, and, you know, music is one of the best ways to be able to develop your own creative
conduit. Yeah, and then also, too, it created a lot of things for me because then I couldn't stay at home because my family members, some of them, they didn't get it, like what I wanted to do, so there was so much destruction. So I had to run away from home.
Oh my gosh.
And stay with musicians like me, you know, so we can land together. And because when I go home, they depress and then they don't understand what I'm trying to do. They think like, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, I had a plan. And
absolutely.
My plan went very well until I was discovered by Mr. Paul Simon.
Yeah, 1980. So let's talk about that. So the first time you came to America was to work on recordings for the album Graceland in collaboration with Paul Simon, correct?
Yes, we started the Graceland in South Africa with Paul. And when he went to South Africa, because somebody had sent him the music and he liked what he had. And then so he went to South Africa, got the musicians, and we didn't even know who he was. I didn't know who he was. And I took chances. And then we work on some songs, and after playing, he said, man, I love your playing. You know, your playing is amazing. And we're going to finish the album in America. And I'm like, wow, what did you just say?
Right.
You know? I couldn't believe it. So as we're recording, and they're really interested of my playing, like the sound, they're like, we never had anybody play like that for many years. You like the new sound. And so I took chances. And my thing was like, okay, now you have this big opportunity. What do you do with it? I mean, I could have stayed home and be nervous and not get on the plane or not taking chances as well.
Right.
You know, so my thing was like, hey, look, I don't care where I'm going. My destiny is, I don't know. I'm just going to keep going. So
sure.
I took chances. I got on the plane and I came here. It was confusing as hell.
Yeah. So that, I guess that's, you know, another major question is, so what were your initial impressions of America, you know, specifically with regard to the musical culture? And did you see yourself needing to make any adaptations musically, or did you just kind of
It got really very, very intense. You know, I remember the first day we flew, like we've been flying 17 hours, and then we get to JFK. There's a guy with the limousine, and we didn't know what the limousine, you know, we're expecting like passing trains or like, you know.
Sure.
Like, but somebody sent the limousine for us, and so we kind of like have a problem with that because it's like, wow. This doesn't look good. It looks like a hearse, a funeral or something, you know. In the township, you know, we're living a different style. And the guy comes out with a nice suit, black suit, and we kind of look at him like, and I'm speaking the language, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And the guy says, yeah, I'm a limo driver. I'm going to take you to the hotel, and I'm going to be a chauffeur. We don't know those things, you know, like chauffeur, what is chauffeur? But when he said, okay, you know, when you open the door, there's a bar inside. And everybody went crazy. And then we took the limousine and we've been drinking and we go to the hotel. Everything was so opposite. I mean, like, it's not what I expected. Because I don't even go to the movies in South Africa. Like, the music was from the radio. When I hear the radio, then I like what's going on with the music. But never seen America. Now, I'm here. Everything is crazy, the cars are going the other way and people, they walk certain way, and like everything was so confusing. But life is about learning. Sometimes I refer life about going to different colleges because you never finish colleges. Life is college. You finish one thing and you go to another thing. Like when I played on the Graceland, I had to play on Cyndi Lauper's music and I had to play on Gloria Estefan. I had to go on tour with Chaka Khan and Heavy Hand called Randy Brecker. You know, now I'm playing with all these people, Irish music, Grateful Dead. Just goes on because I'm learning.
Yeah.
As I play with them, I'm learning.
Talking about all of these different collaborations you've had, what do you think is the biggest impact of blending international music styles and encouraging international collaboration among musicians? What power does music have in uniting these different musical communities? What has been your experience with that?
Music has always been powerful, but it's not just the music. You can play how great, but if you're not connected with the rest of the music world people, then it don't mean anything. Because music, once you know, or once people, they hear you, you know, you become like everybody talk about. That's when now the music business comes in. Like, you have to know the business music about everything. Because the music business, you have to join the union to protect your rights in the future. Like when you start recording and you have to know how to get into Broadway's, you have to be a member of the union. You don't just play music for fun, because music is business. And some people, when they become good musicians, they go to places where they can make a living. You play cello, you can go to Los Angeles, right, for the soundtracks. And it's all about business now. It's not about playing, all that. You do that in the beginning when you start your music and learn your craft. Same thing as the basketball, football.
Sure. Yeah. So you begin, you know, kind of on an individual path towards discovery of your creative
process.
Right,
you try to navigate everything.
Sure, and then you can transition to these kind of collaborations that we've seen. We're going to take a short break. Okay. I'm talking with Bakithi Khumalo about his career as a bassist in both South Africa and America. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Music Master Mentorship Program that you're pioneering now with Zoner Arts Center. I'm Prithish Kathare. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Prithish Kathara, your host this evening, talking to Mr. Bakithi Khumalo and Ms. Taheya, the Program Assistant Director at Zoner Arts Center, about the Music Master Mentor Program that both are collaborating with that will take place in late winter. However, let's start with a little flavor of Mr. Bakithi's bass playing. Thank you so much, Mr. Khumalo. So now let's get into a little bit about the Music Master Mentor Program. So can you explain a little bit about what your inspiration for the program is and what your goal is in pioneering this initiative?
I'm so excited about this Music Mentors, Music Masters. This is the second one I'm doing now. I did the first one in Long Island and it was successful. And the reason why, too, I was pumped up because of these kids. Just to see them, how much they love to play and how good they are. So then I decided to do that with Long Island. Then when I moved here, so I talked to Tahaya from Lehigh to see if we can bring this program here. And so now it's here, and I'm just so excited to work with these kids. And I've been watching their videos and see how I can put this together. Because really, the Music Mentors, it means a lot to me, because growing up in South Africa, you know, I was never given that kind of opportunity to learn or have a teacher to be there for you to teach some stuff. So for me, I feel like, you know what? What I've been doing for years, I think it's important now to get the young people interested. And music, it's really big part of learning, because it's all about calculation and it's all about scientists. Like, you have to know about building the instrument, not just playing it, but there's so much that you can do. So that's my thing, that I want to help these kids and try to help them to get to where they want to go. If they want to be musicians, they want to play, it's very important that you have the right people to tell you what to do and how to get to that distance.
So where are these students coming from? What is the application process? And when is this initiative taking place?
I will let Tahaya talk about that. I want the kids to come from everywhere. You know, like when they get the opportunity like that to sign up, they should sign up, whether they play drums or singing or you're doing solo. Like, for an example, in Long Island, I had like 7 bass players because I played the bass, you know,
right.
So all the bass players showed up. But I had to really split them up. Okay, you're going to play 3 songs with this group, and you're going to play 2 songs with that. You can play your bass solo because you're doing your own thing. I want them to be free to be musicians for that moment, not students. Just let's put a set list together. 15 songs and let's be dedicated to it. Let's focus. Let's practice those songs. No PlayStation, no other things to do but that.
And so then is the end goal of the program, right? I think it's over the duration of 6 or 7 weeks, correct?
Yeah, about 7 weeks, yes. We have a concert April 5th, yeah.
Okay.
But Tahara, she can tell you more about it.
Yeah, so let's introduce Ms. Tahara. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So can we have you talk a little bit more about who this program is open to and how students, middle and high school students, can get involved from around the Valley?
We've been doing a really concerted effort to reach out to aspiring young musicians, whether they be drummers, keyboard players, bass players, horn, woodwind, vocalists, you name it. We're looking for middle and high school aspiring musicians who are looking for the opportunity to participate in this mentor program that is the inaugural program at Zollner Art Center, working with a music industry icon. We're very, very excited about this. And there's an audition process. So if you go to the zollnerartcenter.org, if you go to the website and look for the Music Master Mentor Program link, you will find a click link to go to the audition. Very simple Word document where you can just fill in a couple of blanks. We just want to ask, you know, do you read music? Do you not read music?
Right.
Not that that matters. We just want to know. And we want to make sure that they understand that it's a commitment. Can they come every Saturday and be a part of this from 10 to 1? And then they just have to submit a 2 to 3 minute video YouTube link, and we'll take a look at their musicianship, get a sense of their personality, and maybe share with us a favorite song that might even be included in the concert. So they just have to go to zollnerartcenter.org and submit their application. We're taking applications through January 5, and we're just really excited. So if you're an aspiring musician that would be excited about the opportunity to work alongside Bagidi Kumalo and his accompanist Will Smith, we invite you to audition.
Smith, piano player, musical director.
And it's being made available free to the students, thanks to the generous support of Brenda and John McGlade, Beale Fowler, Capital Blue, the Lehigh University College of Education, and WLEV.
That's fantastic. And I think it's such an incredible opportunity that the students not only get this mentorship, but that, like you said, you know, it's very tailored toward what they're passionate about musically, right? And developing that area that they really want to explore. I think that's...
And Bagidi and Will are going to give them the opportunity to even give input into what the set list will be.
When we have the set list together, we can come up with the show at some point, you know, perform and see what other kids need. You know, like this... There's so much about playing music. It's not about making money. It's not about having a good time, but there's a purpose. We have kids with diabetes, and we have kids with all kinds of stuff that we can help. We can do a show and raise funds for them to buy them instruments or get them excited about coming to the programs, and we can do a number of things, and this is why I want to donate my time to do that. You know, and I mean, I could retire just like my boss and just stay home and not do anything, but, you know, I feel like there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm just really excited about this program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very exciting with all the musical venues that we have in the Lehigh Valley. This is not necessarily a once and done. I mean, we're really excited about giving the students an opportunity to perform in Baker Hall, which is one of the most wonderful acoustic halls in the Lehigh Valley. So the opportunity to perform there is fabulous. And depending on the set list, depending on people's availability, Bagidi is interested in finding other venues and reaching out and doing more programming with the kids. And I just want to also mention that Bagidi is also going to be playing at Zollner Art Center on January 24th with the Graceland Tribute Band, a bunch of fabulous musicians out of Philadelphia. January 24th, call the Zollner Art Center box office and get your tickets. It's going to be a rockin' good time that night.
Yeah,
and what's exciting about the Graceland tribute band, you know, these guys, they learned that music from Paul Simon, and they invited me to play with them. It's just amazing that how much that music changed my life and changed other people's life, and, you know, like young bass players to do that. So it's a wonderful thing, and hopefully someday these kids, they will do that.
Yeah,
you know, they'll
be
part of that.
And I think we can only hope this program spreads. I know from my experience, so I play the piano, like I mentioned, and for me it was very difficult trying to find lessons that were affordable and that, you know, I could work with the music that I wanted to work with rather than working through these, like, you know, musical textbooks is what we would call them. So, I mean, this is wonderful to have a creative outlet where students can really work on, you know, the area of music that they're passionate about.
Yes. So we're really excited that our sponsors got behind the idea and are supporting our young talent and giving them this opportunity.
So do you plan on continuing this program in the future? Plans for expansion?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So I just want to say once again how thrilled we are after being an advocate here in the Lehigh Valley for 25 plus years regarding arts education programming. It is just a dream come true for me to see young people have an opportunity to work with Bagidi Kumal, legendary bassist, presenting this free mentorship program at Zollner Art Center on the campus of Lehigh University here in Southside Bethlehem. For more information, again, I want to encourage young people who would like to be a part of this program to please click on the link for the audition, set up a YouTube link, and show us your talent. Again, that's at zollnerartcenter.org. Look for the Music Master Mentor link.
Yes, come join us. And if you, you're really good, we'll give you a record deal, you know. Yes, let us know. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Tahaya, Mr. Bikiti, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
I'm Prithish Kathari. Thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on 88.1 WDIY.